This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Is there any doubt that is the greatest bowling moment in the history of bowling, Dave Harrigan? That's Pete Weber 13 years ago with really one of the greatest quotes ever. Who do you think you are? I am.
Let's get the whole thing here.
A strike to claim it. And he got it!
That is why I did it! That's another five! Are you kidding me? That's right! Who do you think you are? I am!
We've never had a better statement, quote, soliloquy, bold proclamation in the history of planet Earth than that from Pete Weber. Are you with me?
I am with you. I was going to fight, but I can't fight. You can't fight that. It's the greatest moment in bowling history. You're exactly right. And there's none that even come close to rivaling it.
Oh, it's so good. 13 years ago, Pete Weber. What would 651-461-9226, what would be the next greatest bowling moment? What would be the next greatest bowling? A kingpin?
I would say Ernie McCracken winning the Las Vegas Invitational.
Yeah, kingpin. Not for the faint of language and some words I am not a fan of, but are there other parts of the movie I thought were hysterical? Yes, sir.
Bill Murray has never been funnier than as Ernie McCracken and Woody Harrelson playing opposite him. It's perfect.
Oh, my God. They're so, so good together. I don't know what three is. I really don't. Maybe the fact that I took a bowling class at ASU and finished second.
That could be. Yeah. What happened? Why not first? What went on?
Of all the losers, I was first.
Just couldn't pull out that final strike you needed in the 10th? What was going on?
No, I was second decisively. I think it was like around a 150 to 160 average.
Okay. That's all right.
The other guy was like 200.
What's he doing?
That was like
class?
35 credits at ASU, you know? So.
As all your biology credits.
Yeah, exactly. No, that was a one credit. Okay, here's another one. Let's keep going with random. It's random topic. What was the most bizarre class that you ended up taking at your college? 651-461-9226. Bowling, right up there. And let's be honest, you got a couple, right? Not just that.
Oh, sure.
I had also Jazz in America.
Oh.
Jazz in America, which was interesting. I really enjoyed it. And also, I forget the sub place in Tempe where on Thursdays there was, Wednesday or Thursday, I forget now. They would have different jazz bands play. And you would get credit when you would go there. So you'd have a nice sub, lemonade, adult beverage, whatever you want, and you listen to some pretty good jazz.
Was it like a Blimpy? Quiznos?
No, it was like a local. It wasn't like, you know, a Jersey Mike's.
Subway?
Okay. 651-461-9226. Third random topic. If you can go to a sub place, any sub place on the planet, if you want to go a local one, if you want to go a national one, where do you got? Because nationally, it's Jersey Mike's. Come on, Jersey Mike's. I'm hoping to see Danny DeVito sometime. But the Philly cheese, now I'm not saying it's as great as like an authentic Philly cheese, but it's pretty amazing, right?
It's very good. They've got the Chipotle version too, the Chipotle Philly cheese. Very solid.
Random topic number four. I had a different topic to start the show, but let's just do this. We'll get to the Friends topic at 2:35. Did the biggest miracle for the entire year happen late yesterday, early today? Is it possible the most stunning miracle for the entire year happened? I'll lay it out. We got a chance to get Chris Finch on, the Wolves head coach. And I'm thinking maybe before they start practice, after practice. Well, it turns out they like to podcast the show because they had a coaches meeting starting right at noon our time. They're in L.A. Again, Minnesotans who linger in California, especially Southern California, weak. That's what I say. I mean, Palm Desert, that's separate. But so coaches meeting at noon, then practice. We can't do it. I call you. First of all, you send me right to voicemail.
It's in the middle.
Because you've already dealt with me like seven times.
I was in the middle of a game with my youngest while the oldest was having dance practice, Chad. It was the memory game, man, matching game. I was getting destroyed. I needed to focus.
Let's be clear. Higher priority. Come on. The memory game. I could have given you some clues, maybe. And I say to you, because, yes, I'm out here. I'm not in the studio. Can we record an interview on the Comrex? Like pretty much every other radio station on planet Earth, okay? You don't even waver. No, I mean, there's no level of optimism from you at all. No. Correct? That's what you said. No.
That's right.
We cannot. And then who was the ray of sunshine? Who was the person who said, we're the little engine that could, and suggested ideas, including inner radio talk, clean feed? And you then went, you would have been Mr. No. You had been no chance. And then me, the person who finds a ray of sunshine anywhere, who is a borderline technical savant, said clean feed, and even you were kind of rocked back in your chair and went, I wonder if we could do that. Then I called brain wizard Brad Lane, and he gave it a couple hmms. And what happened today after about 35 to 40 minutes of experimenting? What happened today, Dave Harrigan?
An interview was recorded, completed with Chris Finch and Chad Hartman using clean feed technology. Let me clarify, however, as you stated in your preamble, you first asked, could we record the interview using the Comrex? Did we record the interview using the Comrex?
Okay, seriously. Get out of here.
Did we or did we not?
No,
we did not. I'll answer it for you.
No.
No, we did
not. No. We did not. But you went, no, we're done. Let's move on. Let me get back to Kira kicking my butt right now.
Well, no, it was Molly kicking my butt. The youngest kicking, the four-year-old was kicking my butt in the memory game.
Four-year-old kicking your butt.
Destroying me.
In memory game.
Wasn't even close.
I mean, proud of Molly, embarrassed for you. Got to be honest. Who came up with the technical idea to make this work? Our engineer, Brad Lane? You or me, the guy who's proud of myself when I change a light bulb?
You are the Elon Musk of WCCO Radio.
Yeah.
You have an idea like, hey, let's go to the Mars. Let's go to Mars. What do you say, fellas? Now make this work for me. And so the grunts actually do the work, and then everyone calls you the genius. I get it. That's fine.
Thank you.
That's just fine.
Listen. Yeah. I know it hasn't been a good good month on the market for Elon, but I'll take it.
Yeah, you're deep MAGA, just like him.
I'm wearing my Trump was right all along hat. I mean, random topic number five. Has any president ever talked to the media more? I mean, I know we're still stigmatized by Joe never talking to the media. But Donnie talked to the media in the Oval Office yesterday for an hour. Then he's got his cabinet meeting today. Goes to Elon first. I do the interview. I take the shower. I'm doing prep in the room. I come back. He's still taking questions from the media. I mean, accurate answers optional, but he likes to answer questions.
He likes to see himself in the news is what he likes.
He does. And then random topic number seven.
Seven? Is this seven or just six?
I think it might be six. Has any radio sidekick ever laughed as much as Howard Lutnick laughs when he's around Donald Trump? What it is, let's call him Howie. If you know a guy named Howard, is he automatically Howie? That's random topic number seven. If you know a guy named Howard and you're good buddies, is he automatically Howie?
No.
Howard Cosell. Was he ever Howie?
I don't think he was.
Other famous Howards. Random topic number eight. Howard Baldwin comes to mind. Desmond Howard comes to mind.
Howard Viking.
Howard Viking right there.
Yeah.
Have you caught Lutnick? I mean, Lutnick, anything Trump says. I mean, honestly, it's just tremendous. Random topic number nine, you're a loyal listener to Twin Cities Radio. All-time great fake laugher. I mean, you're kind of a radio historian.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the main host or hosts, and then it's the person in the background laughing. You know who's underrated in that? Steve Inc. Underrated laughing for the Daver.
Okay.
And Dave's funny. Right? That's when, among the dumbest CCO, random topic number 10, dumbest CCO policies of all time, when the producers and sidekicks couldn't talk. So if you listen to Dave, and Dave had a phenomenal run at the station, you just hear the inkster in the background. Couldn't turn the mic on, but you exactly, that's what you would hear. You nailed it. Did we provide the audience with enough random topics to start the show?
I think you got to a dozen, right? Baker's dozen, maybe.
Random topic number 11. Is anybody more proud of their own signature than Donald Trump? I mean, he loves to show that giant signature, doesn't he?
That's very true. I mean, he took a cue from the Declaration of Independence is what he did.
Yeah, well, wouldn't surprise me if later this month he takes credit.
Maybe he'll find the document and sign it himself.
Exactly. random topic number 12. We may have been drunk years ago at my father's house when he had a number of Vikings footballs and signed them. So it'd be like Fran Tarkin and Bobby Bryant, Chuck Foreman, Chad Hartman, Carl Eller, Alan Page, David Nolan. And then early on when I'm dating Kathleen, I said, this is kind of one of our bits. And so Kathleen starts signing it like Donald Trump with the giant signature.
Can't do that.
You can't do that. So we left it up there, and then random topic number 13. My father thought all the crap he had was valuable. Everything was valuable. Like, he thought media guides from the 1997 American League baseball season were worth like $10,000 apiece, you know? And It's also my father says, I've boxed up those Vikings footballs and I'm going to sell them. We had to comb the house finding those footballs, the ones, the one Kathleen said. We left the other one, so someone probably bought a Vikings football somewhere where I'm listed as a Viking.
Counts.
It counts. I'm on there.
Yeah, you're on the football. Counts. It means you're on the squad.
I mean, so something. Random topic number 13. Am I ever going to take a break? Let's take a break right now. React. We gave you 13 topics. Text away on the Chad Hartman talk and text lines. 651-461-9226. Is this somehow tied to Pete Weber?
How could it not be when you're celebrating the greatest moment? You know, you said greatest moment in bowling history. It might be in the mix for greatest moment in sports history.
Well, how about life?
Yeah, life history. There you go.
How about life? You know? I mean, come on.
Yes, all so songs asking the same question Pete was answering, or excuse me, asking, until maybe we get to the end. Maybe the last song will be a little bit of a finale, if you will.
Who do you think you are? I am. I mean, Bill Shakespeare couldn't offer that up, could he?
Who if doust thou thinketh you are?
All right, we had how many random topics do we have? 13?
82.
82. Yes. Let's react to them on the Dave Harrigan talk and text lines. Finest class. One of the topics was one of your bizarre classes in college, magic. Exam was a minimum 10-minute show. I can do a few card tricks, but could you pull off a magic show for 4 or 5 minutes, Dave?
Not a chance, no.
Suchi Boy has the best laugh. Texter says, yeah, but that's legit. Like, when Joe is laughing, there's no fakeness about it in any way, right?
It's his sidekick who's got the great fake laugh. It's Rook.
Oh, Rook's got a tremendous fake laugh.
Yes.
Yes. He knows it, too. Howie the Duck. We had a movie about that, right? Wasn't Howard the Duck, wasn't that a movie?
I believe it was.
God. Major. Greatest fake laugher. Again, 100% incorrect. When Major laughs, it's legit. Is there any chance, and you know what, Major would ever give anyone the fake laugh?
To you? Absolutely. I think he does it regularly.
Oh, stop.
I don't think he finds your bit very amusing at all, frankly.
Okay, here's another person who just... Okay. Chad, your signature on those footballs reduced the value. Really? I said, I text back, people are telling me the value skyrocketed.
People are saying,
that's what they're telling me.
It's in the trades.
More text. You're back early 90s. I went to a sports card show at the Thunderbird. Sold a baseball that was legitimately signed by Mickey Mantle and George Foster. Now, George wasn't in the Hall of Fame. George still isn't in the Hall of Fame, right? I don't think so.
I don't believe so.
So the ball was considered less desirable. So I signed my name on the ball and sold it at the card show. I love it. I think that's great. Come on. Does Walls always show his signature? I think he does, doesn't he? Seems fair that Walls does. It's just not as giant as Donald's.
No. And give Don credit. It's a very pretty signature.
Yes.
I mean, it's flowery. There's a lot of loops and swirls.
Yes. Pete Najarian. You think Pete's got a good fake laugh? I think Pete does.
Yes.
I think Pete can pull that.
Absolutely.
Ed McMahon. Well, the award's named after Ed McMahon. Okay. Yeah. Right. It's the Ed McMahon Award. Chad, this is the best you can do? Yeah. Tremendous. This is great. Jerusha, I don't really think. Do you think of Jerusha in a fake laugh? I mean, a little bit.
I think he gives it to you, yeah.
Yeah, you think so?
Oh, I think it's the TV laugh.
Best CCO laugh, Vogel. Okay, when I think of Vogel in Twin Cities Radio, I think of the enormously talented Don Vogel.
Mm-hmm.
Am I forgetting Vogel? Who do we have?
I had a gym teacher named Vogel, but I don't think he worked here.
The Sub House in Hudson, Wisconsin. I've been there. When I was a kid, my dad had a shop in Hastings. There was a little deli that sold subs called Four Seasons. I like it. I think this person is missing our point. I took History of Holocaust my senior year of college to finish a history card I needed. It was the most intense and eye-opening class. Yeah, that's not like that's not quite my jazz in America and bowling.
Similar weight.
That's a tremendously important class that we should take. Clark Submarine, bring it back, Chet. Best cherry malts. A cherry malt. Ugh. Gross. Come on, you don't want a cherry malt, do you?
No, zero chance I'm having a cherry malt.
Hams in Minnetonka. Been there. It's very good. The dude saying, I don't remember. I spent most of my time bowling. Yeah, I mean, how could we forget Big Lebowski? Right?
Yeah.
That's got to be bowling number three.
I think so, with the Jesus on the lanes.
Ballroom dancing. Had a mini course Atlantis. Where is it? Bait casting with Whitey at Gustavus. Whitey, who lived right by my sister. Great, great human being. All right. We have good stuff for you today, including let's react to the governor through his spokesman saying, I'm not running for the Senate seat. I am not doing it. We have plenty of other individuals who could. I'm out. So now do we all just assume, okay, that means he's running for re-election for the third time to be the governor of the state next year. Our friend and frequent guest of the show, Rochelle Olson, joins us in moments on CCO.